Hear the beat. Feel the beat. Own the beat.
The Landlords. The Landlords. Designed to bring you a helicopter view of the real estate and construction industries in Nigeria today. From the financing to legal issues.
AMCON is saddled with those responsibilities. You should be aware before you use your property as collateral.
Insightful conversations around building and architecture.
The structure I'm seeing over there is faulty and it will collapse.
Accurate market survey, property valuation, investment guide, and the hottest listings in town.
Twin duplex in Highbrow Estate, 1 hectare just beside the main road, 3 bed in that neighborhood should be at that rate. And that is the price of cement as of this morning.
Join me, your host, One Plot, and the biggest real estate and construction industry players, brands nationwide, an intersection of resource, marketing, and advocacy. Tuesdays 10:30 to 11 a.m. on this dial. 97.9 FM, The Beat, your best offer yet.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Bosun on 0806-215-3871 or Segun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
Happy holidays and many thanks for staying with your Heartbeat Station 97.9 FM, The Beat. We thank God for his mercies and the gift of life. Salah greetings as well to our Muslim brothers and sisters. It's been a long weekend. Hope you're enjoying yours. Glad you could make it. It's the Landlords on Radio back again this Tuesday. It's a cool Tuesday morning out here in the Oyo State capital. Don't forget we're online and in print. Here we try to intersect real estate promotions and advocacy by interacting with leading professionals from the built environment and the best brands in the property market. I am your regular host, One Plot. If you are an expert in the built environment and you want to be part of our team of resource persons, you know your onions and you're sure, reach out to us. We'll be glad to have you. If you're into mass housing or have any property you want far-reaching promotions for, or you simply want a property without hassles, you can also reach out to us by contacting Bosun on 0806-215-3871. 0806-215-3871 or Shegun on 0915 757 0635. I'll take that again, 0915 757 0635, and we're sure to find you your best offer yet. Not to forget those dealing in building and construction materials, roofs, tiles, and so on. This is a very good platform for you. You can also call those numbers. And as advertised, this morning I'm joined by Honorable Bimbo Kalade, an alumni of the then Obafemi Awolowo University building construction industry expert and the third vice president of the NIOB. Thank you so much for making it in the nick of time, sir.
Good morning. Good to be here with you. And I would say it's a good thing to be here to discuss issues as related to housing. As you know, it's one of the most important things in a woman's life. But let me just quickly do this so that people out there will be rightly informed. I've moved from the third vice president to the second
vice president. Wow, that happened. When did that happen? In between last time we spoke and now.
That was last year.
Last year, so you're the second. But I've been saying third for a while. Yeah. Pardon me. Can you share with us some of the residential areas with the most construction sites in Ibadan as we speak? Might be hard to tell, but for the sake of new town development, where are these areas?
Yeah, thank you very much. Unfortunately, we can say, unlike Lagos, whereby if you want to look at where residentials are springing up, you will say there's concentration, so much concentration on Lekki, Epe, Hasis. But here in Ibadan, you know, things are a bit more scattered. You may really not be able to pin housing development to a particular area. But then for the sake of saying where activities are happening in Ibadan, I would say Elebu side, Oluyole Elebu side is a major area. And that's one good thing about Ibadan. And what makes Ibadan so wide, so big, you go into so many areas and you wonder, wow, will people be here and they will still be calling this place Ibadan? So you see a lot of activities on the Elebu area in Oluyole. Then, of course, the federal housing thing going on Oyo, Ibadan, Oyo on the expressway on Ibadan, Oyo now also, it's a good construction activity site. Then where the Oyo State Housing Corporation is cooperating, if I can put it that way.
The Oyo
State Housing Corporation.
Ajoda Town
area. Also, we see activities there. But one unique thing about housing development in Ibadan that is that professionals are studying now, especially professionals in housing development, are studying. It's over time in Ibadan, another concept of housing construction is coming up that we now call incremental housing development.
Incremental housing development.
Housing development. Mm. And that is becoming a major course of study now in housing provision.
Wow.
It's common here in Ibadan that you will see people. And that's one thing that has given Ibadan the opportunity and the leverage to grow so wide. Now you see people just starting, before you know it, on half a plot of land, they have put a structure there,
a three bedroom bungalow,
and in that place they just did foundation. You will see the foundation done for a three bedroom bungalow, and the next thing that you see is that two rooms has come up in that area, and they before you know it, they put windows, they have put something,
and they start
that's
becoming a thing now.
It's common in Ibadan, and
yes,
already housing providers or housing professionals are studying that now, and we call it incremental housing unit. And before you know it, the man is staying in that one room, two room,
and he's happy.
No, along the line, it's extending. By the time by the time the next Owajo comes, the man is doing the other areas, doing the other areas, and he's living happy in his
That should be part of alternative housing.
Really alternative housing per se? But okay, maybe we may say alternative housing finance.
Hold that thought. Honorable Bimbo Kolade is the second vice president of the NIOB. I was saying third, but it's the second now. So we're happy with your ascension. We'll pray that continues. I had a chat with the MDCU of Costain West Africa PLC and the prominent Winchester Farms and Homes, a big real estate player and billionaire, Yodeji Karim, on the site of one of his conglomerates here in the heart of the city. We talked about mass housing, the fastest growing suburbs around Ibadan. I started out by asking him those areas where people are building rapidly now outside Ibadan. I'm still here with Honorable Bimbo Kolade. We'll be back afterwards. Don't go away.
The areas that I think the fastest growing areas are places where there's what I call integrated transport system, where people get into to and from work, easy to get to, not too difficult whether you're driving or going by train. So where are the more popular areas now? Are areas next to the train station, like Monia, like Omi Adio. Then on the other hand, you have areas that are very close to higher institutions like Kolada IC on Ife Road, or on the way to Elijah Farms and also Lumi Academy. Those areas are quite popular, and just behind Guru Maharaji on the expressway, those areas. The reason for that is that, first of all, land is cheaper. It's just on the outskirts of central Ibadan, and it's becoming easier to get to because the government is actually putting infrastructure in place to ensure that, yes, there's access to the town center.
What do you think is slowing down the movement of people to these places? We know that there's like a migration. When you're going out of, say, Bodija in the evening, it's always crazy. You have people driving out of Bodija towards or towards Monia. Same here, if you are staying on this axis, you see a lot of people going towards New Guy. So what do you think is slowing down the, shall I say, exodus? A lot of people are still pretty much stuck in the city centers.
Two key issues. I hate to use the word problem. Two key issues. One is security. Well, that's the least of the problem. But access, ease of getting home and back to work. I think that's what's putting people off at the moment. I think the third thing is that there's not enough infrastructure at the moment which can create safety issues. I think those are the reasons why there's a slow exodus to those areas. But if the government is a bit more proactive in terms of putting infrastructure in place like roads, street lights, etc., development will be buoyant in this state. You know, Oyo State is a natural successor to Lagos, although Ogun State is closer by proximity. But Ibadan and its environs is fast becoming a natural successor to Lagos for two reasons. Number one, the express road, you can get to Lagos from Ibadan now in just over an hour, and by train you can get to Ibadan in 2 hours. So that, in terms of internet speed, etc., is also available here. So all those boys who feel that living in Lekki, for example, paying 6 million naira rent, that's 3 years rent in Ibadan. So yes, it's a natural success. So if we want to take advantage of it, we need to develop this mass housing ideology for your state, in Ibadan in particular.
A lot of people say that the collaboration between the state government and the private sector with regards to providing mass housing is impressive. What's your take on that?
I haven't seen it yet. A lot of the people who are involved in mass housing are using private funds at the moment. Only if you tell me where the government has participated in your state in mass housing, I'd love to see it. I haven't personally seen it yet. So if you know, please let me know so we can have a look.
In terms of infrastructure, is there anything else that can be done? You're looking at water, you're looking at roads, not to mention ICT. ICT is also a part of infrastructure in other parts of the world.
Well,
Getting power to get there. What's your assessment of this, and how do you think that we can speed things up?
I just think the government has to be a little bit more proactive, more people-friendly in terms of putting infrastructure in place. If you're talking what I call new town development, the government, we do it in reverse in Nigeria, where individuals like you and I are the ones who are going to go look for funds to now develop these areas. But if you look at the way it's done in other countries, especially in the advanced countries, the government would develop and put infrastructure in place to encourage people to go and live in those areas. And we're doing things in reverse, so we need to change that.
The cost of rentals within the city center is getting out of hand. A lot of people say that. The money, the economic viability of the state does not support the amount that the landlords charge for their houses.
You've answered the question. That's the reason why mass housing has to develop. You cannot have a developing workforce, and all the supporting staff cannot necessarily afford to live in the city. They must come from outside the city. So if that's the case, we're developing middle class, and to support the middle class that's developing in the states, you need the support staff. They can't afford, because of the salary scale, they can't afford to live in the city. So therefore, the opportunity for them to live on the outskirts is there. So the government has to also be the lead and the lead example in encouraging people to live on the outskirts. In order to do that, you need to put infrastructure in place. Safety, security, road, water, power, all those things have to be sacrosanct.
Some developers that I've spoken with, you know, players in the value chain, they say that it's not that easy to get the CFO, and some of that documentation is always a bit of a headache for them in their bid to provide mass housing. Mm-hmm. What's your take on this?
Now, I'm not sure that's the actual issue. I think, first of all, let me advise the government. The government has to consider contractors or investors who want to do mass housing and look at the rating, the charges, for example. I think that would help. That would also encourage investors to come into the state, knowing full well that the charges are actually quite low. Secondly, is that the investors themselves have to be courageous enough. I don't think the time to get CFO in Oyo State is that difficult, because the government says it's 60 days. And I know a lot of people have received that in 60 days, providing you can pay. But I think it's the payment and the charges that's causing the delay in the investment at the moment. It's not encouraging people enough.
Is it high?
No, I don't think it's high, but it's actually not encouraging people enough because we don't have the buying power like you do in Lagos because the earning capacity is different. So if you're dealing with people, in terms of mass housing, if you're doing anything above 15 million, you'll struggle to sell because that's not in the mass housing category anymore. You can build that in the city. On the outskirts, you're talking about 8 million and less. So if that's the case, then what you're paying for the land and the charges has to be commensurate to what you're providing in terms of product.
Also, where would you say are your top residential areas in Ibadan?
Obviously, Jericho, Bodija, Ring Road kind of area, Yagonku, all those kind of areas are real highbrow sort of like areas. Pushing out to UI, which is the second tier of that will be UI, just on the outskirts, coming to Felele and Co. Then obviously from Felele, going outwards to Soka and so, those are getting cheaper and cheaper. But those are further away from the city center, you see.
Well, in terms of places for the 1%, where you find the luxury houses for those interested in that kind of thing, where would you say?
Well, obviously, Bodija, if there's still space available to build. Jericho, if there's space available to build, otherwise you're going to be buying from.
What about Kolapo-Shola?
Kolapo-Shola, there's those areas too. Yeah, that's also a highbrow area, Akobo. And yes, those are highbrow areas also. So if you're looking for first-time investment where your investment will be appreciable, obviously, yes, those areas you need to look at on the first place. For mass housing, another thing I'd love to see also, one of the key things that we're not looking at in mass housing is the methodology of build. At the moment, everybody wants to import everything. Nobody's looking at using local materials and local labor to build homes. We have a specification that's certified by the government. As long as you meet the spec using local materials and local labor, there's no reason why that building cannot be effective, cannot be efficient, and cannot be durable for people to live in.
Yeah, we just talked about some of the challenges of the provision of mass housing, which is high cost of building materials, yes, and labor in itself. But then some experts will tell you that part of the reasons why they can't patronize a local skill or laborer is because of their level of expertise and exposure. What do you make of that?
Well, if you want to go into mass housing and you want to bring a new methodology, for example, as a responsible businessman, you will not leave your training to third party. You train your staff. First of all, if you train them well and they adhere to that training, then they will be able to provide quality results for you. So I think that as a builder, those are part of the responsibilities that we have to take.
Thank you for staying with us on The Landlords. Ayo Digi Karim, MDCU of Costain West Africa PLC and a mass housing developer, Winchester Homes, just to mention a few of his international business concerns. Looking forward to your patronage and partnership with The Landlords as promised. We're going to be playing the concluding part of that interview next time. That's next Tuesday. It was quite an interesting time out with the expert. I'm still here live with Honorable Bimbo Kolade. Are you still practice? Do you still practice? With all, I mean, you're never around.
Yeah, I'm
you travel a lot.
I'm a professional. Yes, I travel in relations to my official job, mm-hmm, as a political appointee.
Yes, but
I'm still in practice. I run
your dark construction and dark roofing system. Still very functional.
And the DAK roofing system. Oh, still very
functional. So you still go to the sites to supervise?
It's what I enjoy doing. And I'm a professional. And people still want me to provide that professional services.
You were talking about a new, if I'm correct, methodology. That's the one that is peculiar to Ibadan. And international experts are now coming to study how it works.
Yeah, as a means of housing provision. I think one of the challenges and problem, because I've been involved a lot in mass housing provision. Funnily enough, I think when I was doing my professional qualification with the Nigerian Institute of Building, housing finance was my dissertation topic. You know, in that, and during my master's in UI, mass housing provision was my dissertation topic. So these are areas where I have some experiencing. Mm-hmm. I started Gwarimpa Housing Estate in Abuja.
Are you serious?
Together
the same Gwarimpa?
Yes, the same Gwarimpa.
That would be started, that should be like the 90s.
Yes,
in the 90s, I know.
1997-98 mm-hmm. during Abacha era. Mm-hmm. Abacha floated that something, and it's reputed to be the largest housing unit in Africa, because Gwarimpa Estate is sitting on 5,000
hectares.
Yes, hectares, square meters.
Wow.
You know, on the express from the town towards Kuba, it's Gwarimpa Housing Estate start 5 kilometers.
You know, it's quite bigger than Life Camp then.
Oh, Life Camp is a small area. Right? And when the FHA started that, right, and initially FHA was building, you know, by themselves, you know, that time. Later, when Obasanjo came in, Obasanjo brought in the housing developers, you know, in that
private sector
people. I don't know if you want me to be mentioning names of those.
No, you pay. You pay for them.
You won't charge me for advertising. But you see, these are there. But then, just like Ayo Karim mentioned there, the challenge is that you are looking at providing housing at affordable rates for people. You know, that's
for the masses.
Why you say mass housing. And mass housing in the sense that it's a prototype building that you could mass produce, you know, at once, you know. But the challenge, just like you mentioned, is that by the time you look at, say, in Elenu Sunsu, when I was the commissioner for lands and housing in
Oyo State,
we started that mass housing thing in two places, Elenu Sunsu and Transformation Estate opposite hospital on the express now, Aramed Hospital.
Okay.
That's where First Technical University is using as hosted now. We did a 54 housing unit there. Our intention is that we finish that at average price of 5 million naira. But by the time,
what type of building?
Two bedroom
flat. Bungalow or duplex?
No, bungalow. Mm-hmm. Bungalow, two bedroom. No, but by the time Transformation Estate on the express was finished, it was coming out at 7 million, 8 million naira.
I don't understand. The resale price for the people?
Yes, yes.
You were actually selling at that rate?
We eventually didn't get to sell, at least Transformation Estate, that 54 was completed. You know, that time, you know, the LN Nusun Show was targeted to be finished at 3.5 million naira.
Are you serious? Yes, for a three bedroom with the roof, everything, with the water?
Two bedroom. Then.
Okay.
Just the building. Government was to provide road infrastructure, electricity, water.
All the supporting infrastructure.
Just like Ayo Karim mentioned. No, government was to provide that another. Unfortunately, government couldn't provide that. Then, if that has to come into the cost of selling, of course, nobody will be able to afford it any longer. So, and that is the interesting part of you know, housing, mass housing provision, because you want to say in providing housing for the masses, you want to talk about affordability, and you want to talk about availability. You see, what is available to me may not be what I can afford, and what I can afford may not
it's be relative affordability yeah. is relative
yeah.
to,
so yeah. may not be available to me, so this needs to be balanced. And when I see I believe that in providing houses, government still needs to look much more inward. I'm involved on a project now with federal government with family home support, family home finance. And the target of the current administration is that we will be able to provide houses for low-income earners at 2 million naira per unit.
Break this down. Does this mean that we have some funds somewhere that people can access? Is that what this is about?
Yes,
for housing purposes?
Yes, there are funds that people can access. No, but unfortunately, just like I had him mentioning things about CFO and all that, you know, even with Oyo State, when with Oyo State government then, By the time I came in as commissioner for lands and housing, there's this staff housing loan that we give. It was 500,000 when Ajimobi administration came in. It was increased to 1 million naira. I met it at 1 million naira. When I got there, we increased it to 2 million.
But back to this thing that you're involved with the federal government. Tell us about it. Is it that there's a fund somewhere that people can access to, you know, some sort of mortgage?
Yes, it's a kind of mortgage that government is trying to provide, you know, with the support of foreign
donors, owners,
or yes,
partners.
Foreign partners that at least, you know, they will be able to build houses that low-income earners can get at 2 million naira. Then you can come in and apply for the loan. For which you will use to buy the house, and they tie it the repayment to your income and your salary.
But why is it? What beats me is how this is all, you know, engineered to suit the civil servants alone. What about the private sector?
Well, that's part of the challenges that we have, you know, in Nigeria. Unfortunately, the informal sector of the economy in Nigeria is bigger, it's wider, it's larger, which is about 65-70% of the population, the informal sector. But then, the fact that nobody can trace, how will I say, your history, and nobody can trace your future, it makes providing...
How to recover the loans, you mean?
Yeah. It makes providing loans for the informal sectors a challenge. Right, and that's why you see that the informal sector thrive more on what we've called, you know, the incremental housing unit. It beats you. Most of those micro drivers, most of those baba eleran and yeleran that you see,
they are landlords.
They are landlords.
I know. They are landlords. Whilst you are paying your rent of 2 million naira in Bodija or Kolakwe Shola, they already have their houses.
They already have their own houses and all that. Mm-hmm. And because you see, in their small cooperative area, you know, they could come together, buy land, and they are cutting the land. When you are looking for a 100 by 100, which is the standard government plot, when you are looking for a 100 by 100 size of land in Bodija, in Jericho, in Kolakwe Shola, these people has come about. They've cut their land into 50 by 50.
the problem with 50 by 50, and sometimes when you go into those neighborhoods, there's really no structure for it. I mean, some of those places, the road network, everything, no structure.
I agree with you that this is where government support needs to be there, especially at the local government, at the local government level. It's the duty of the local government to ensure that, okay, the planning authorities at the local government follow through
the town planning arm.
To ensure that, okay, you know, those houses are built according to plan. You leave road there, you ensure that you leave provision for
drainage
and the rest of it, you know, there, you know, within that neighborhood community. Actually, I believe part of what government needs to do now is to follow these people into those areas, so that, you know, like Ayo Karim mentioned something. Let me shock you with one thing. Do you know that if you enter from Bulu, would that be Buluwaji, on the express and Soka, and you go in, you know that you may bust out at Aladura or Iyanagbala on Ifeobadan expressway?
I think I heard something like that.
You will bust out on a something.
Ibadan is expanding. It's expanding. Do you agree that there's an influx of people into this town?
Maybe,
the population tends to be growing.
Maybe influx of people that is driving that expansion. But then another thing that we need to begin to look at, right? Because I heard you're talking about being far away from the center of the town. No, honestly, Ibadan is in their need of a urban renewal program now.
It's very important.
I was driving in between what you call Arigungun Ibadan. You know, in fact, actually, I passed Balogun Kobomaje compound down to it was a Lekuro area and the rest of it, and I was noticing all those
houses. I don't want to suffer any kind of penalty or surcharge. I wouldn't want that to happen at all.
No,
but you have to promise us that next time
I'll find time to be back.
Please, as soon as you can, I'm going to. We need like a full stretch of 30 minutes for you.
No problem. We were
quite interested. I was carried away, as a matter of fact. In case you just join us, it's the Landlords on the Beat 97.9 FM Ibadan. It's an intersection of marketing advocacy and resource for the real estate and building construction industries here in Nigeria. And I've been chatting with my boss, Anegbon. That's Honorable Bimbo. Kolade is an expert in building, is the second vice president of the NIOB. And not to mention, soon to be partner of ours, that's talking about CEO, MDC of Costain West Africa PLC, and the premier Winchester Farms and Homes, a big real estate player and billionaire, Ayodeji Karim, was also on the show. We'll be playing the concluding part of our chat next time on The Landlords. Don't forget to tune in at the same time, 10:30 in the morning to 11, will be in your ears. Don't go away. Bye.
Music all day, all night.
The Beat 97.9 FM, Ibadan.
Win over 100 million naira in prizes in the Lagos Family Reality TV show today. 36 families living in Lagos representing their state of origin in Nigeria. 13 weeks of competition. One family gets a brand new SUV and 50 million naira prize money in the Lagos Family Reality TV show.
To register, simply head to www.thelagosfamilytvshow.com and complete the registration form. Upload your family picture and a short clip. Finish your registration with the unique code and click on submit. No family goes home empty-handed. Remember to visit www.lagosfamilytvshow.com today for more information. Registration runs from the 1st of June to the 4th of July 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
The Lagos Family Reality TV Show is brought to you by Effect Best Perfect Solutions Limited in conjunction with the Lagos State Ministry of Tourism, Arts and Culture.
And powered by Microvest Technologies Limited.
Sis, what is it again? Oh, look at this blouse. It's lovely. Yes, it's a perfect color for your complexion. And when you step out in this air, heads will turn.
Want to buy it for me?
I want you to buy it so I can add it to what I'm buying on Jumia. That way, my order will be enough to have it delivered for free. Then you'll give me the money for the blouse.
So love.
Shop on Jumia today and enjoy free delivery in Lagos, Abuja, and Ibadan.
Terms and conditions apply.
Jumia, your everyday delivered.
Man, every day in this city is a struggle. The traffic and general hustle of work is so tiring. But as a sharp guy, Wasabi, and they always cool off with Fan Vanille. My guy, no time move. Oh yes, Fan Vanille, na correct snack with cool, refreshing milky taste. Where they always enjoy on the go. Or more with Fan Vanille, I know they get dull moment too. Try am, make yourself come be like me. Fan Vanille, na correct milk drink. Where get flavor. It can't dare for you to enjoy steadily on the go. My guy, just the refresh the go jaw.
Uncle Dentist, what are cavities? And how does Colgate protect my teeth from cavities? Does it use Kung Fu?
No, dear. Most tooth pains are caused by tooth holes called cavities. When you brush daily with Colgate Maximum Cavity Protection, its expert formula locks natural calcium in our teeth and helps protect them from cavities.
It's time to upgrade to the world's most chosen toothpaste, Colgate, because Colgate locks calcium in.
Yes, cavities out!
Colgate is recommended by the Nigerian Dental Association.
Business banter.
Think about being in your business, but think about your business as well.
Let's talk about business.
What would it take for you and I to do business today?
Let's talk about the ups and downs of an entrepreneur and how to be a successful business person.
What happens after they say, I will get back to you?
Tune in to Business Banter, Thursdays, 4 p.m. on the Beat 97.9 FM as we discuss ways on how to be a better entrepreneur. Business Banter, Thursdays, 4 p.m. on the Beat 97.9 FM.
We are your final destination for pure dance hits.
If you don't know where you are by now, you're tuned in to the banging beat of the Beat 97.9 FM Ibadan.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Bosun on 0806-215-3871 or Segun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat 97.9 FM.